What I'd like to talk about today was inspired by a few of the Chevra. They're talking about a topic. And inspired, I use that word on purpose. That what is the yisod of Moser B'Shpailus? Right? Here in Yeshiva, we have a special Seder for Moser B'Shpailus every day. What exactly is Pshat in that Seder? Now, just as a disclaimer, there are many people in their names that think it is very hard for people nowadays to get into Moser B'Shpailus, especially younger guys, and they cannot almost give up on it. There is such a thought. I'm not talking in the felt, I'm talking in the Chofetz Chaim world. There are people who think that Moser B'Shpailus is very, very hard for guys and you can't really make a Seder for it. So if on that side, guys could learn B'Chavrusa, you know, the 50 minutes. Rabbi Sol Salanter writes that there's two purposes of learning Moser. There's one element of the B'Shpailus to do it with, we'll get to what B'Shpailus means, inspiration. But the other part is just to get a bekias, just to learn through, you know, classic Moser Sfarim, just like you go through a Rashba. Gosh, every line to hak and go through, get bekias, get yedias, get havana. So that part for sure guys could do. So the 15 minutes are definitely not in vain. But ideally, there is a point of doing Moser B'Shpailus. So I'm not saying I'm going through the entire Mahalach now of how to do Moser B'Shpailus, per se. But I want to first get to, what is the yesod of Moser B'Shpailus? What are we trying to accomplish? So, I think the answer to that question is that really the yesod of Moser B'Shpailus is to be mechazik oneself. A person could be somebody, you're living inspired. Mamish, you don't miss a schmooze. You don't miss, you know, a tefillah. You're always there, you know, like thirsting for inspiration. There are many people like that. But what happens? It's been asmanim, and there's no schmoozim. And they're not around yeshiva, not around guys. They're stuck in COVID, locked up in their room. Fafalt. Good Yiddish word, right? They fall, they don't have it. Because there's a certain koach that a person needs to be able to inspire himself. I remember I had the schus of being at the last Chafetz Chaim convention before Rosh Shiva Reb Henoch was nifter. And I remember, part of the reason I wasn't there, I was a relatively young, middle years of kolel, but my dear cousin, Rabbi Yaakov Neumann, got married to a chait. So when you have chait Neumanns get married, you make Shabbat Shabbat Brachas and you call that a Chofetz Chaim convention. No, but that was the truth. Their Shabbat Shabbat Brachas was at the Chofetz Chaim convention. That's where I told over Maisa to you the other day of Rabbi Neumann, Zatzal, making Kiddush on a bottle. That was that Maisa, Friday night. So anyway, so I remember the Reshiva got up to speak Friday. You know, one of the big addresses was before Shabbos, the Reshiva would speak. They would actually still would record it because they did it before this month, made it early Shabbos. So this was the message Reshiva gave. He gave a chazal by Moshe Rabbeinu, where the taina on Moshe Rabbeinu, the Reshiva touched up, was that he might have been Moshe Rabbeinu, a tremendous leader in this, but he was stuck in a situation and it was a challenging situation. And as an inan nili mili, there's no one else there to help him. But the Reshiva touched up, the flaw in Moshe was that he, in that situation, he wasn't able to mechazik himself. What he should have done was learn a Moser Seder, learn Moser B'Shpailus. And one of the Reshiva's famous shmuzim comes up in the beginning of Bereishis, when Avram Avinu was stuck figuring out what to do with Yitzchak and Yishmael. And like, should I give a bracha to Yitzchak, but it'll hurt Yishmael. A complicated medrash with two trees intertwined. So Avraham Avinu says, hey, look, I'm not the Baal Abira. It's not my world. It's Hashem's world. I'm going to step back and let Hashem do what he wants to do. And the Rashiva used those words as a medrash, of the medrash. Remember you saying, Avraham Avinu was learning Musar with himself. He was inspiring himself. He was talking to himself. He was telling himself, like, I can't do this by myself. It's not on me. Another, you see, Musar Bespailos gets a bad name. Like, just the words, like, what in the world does that mean? You know what Musar Bespailos means? It means a pep talk. Right? You're about to go out. 2 minutes left. Fourth quarter. Team is down 7 points. You can do it. So you have the coach. The coach gets up there. The winning coach will give the team a pep talk. Give them some plays too. But forget about the coach. Right? So then you have the captain of the team. Okay, he inspires the other guys. You're the GOAT. You're the team captain. The coach is not inspiring you. There's no other team member that's going to inspire you. You have to be able to inspire yourself. MJ didn't need his coach to inspire him. He inspired himself. The great ones have the ability to know, because no one knows how you tick as much as you do. The ultimate person who knows the ins and outs of what's going to motivate you is a person's self. Letter to self. Write yourself a letter. What would you say to yourself to inspire yourself? That's what most of us Bible says. And I think, you know, in a world today, we need the idea of being able to inspire ourselves is so, so important. Because we're not, you know, we just saw this over COVID. Really, I think we saw it over Hashanah. Friends of mine, older Rebbeim. I shouldn't use that lashon. You know, young Rebbeim. Probably as the Rebbeim getting younger and younger. When I moved there, I was the youngest Rebbe in staff. You know, the whole high school, my smedrash, by far. I was like the youngest one. 6 years, 7 years ago. Moved, I was the youngest one from anyone. After they got Rabbi Blinder, Rabbi Shlosser, Rabbi Israel, okay, I'm not the youngest anymore. Right. I take it back, I wasn't young. Rabbi Strassel was younger than me, but okay, he was already here for a few years. But other than him, yeah, for sure. Definitely Bais Medrash. I was like, the Rebbeim that were here, I was their Talmud. So, Lamaisa, but I was talking to one of my young friends, and he was like bemoaning to me, like, what are we going to do before Musaf? There's not going to be a speech. Like, how are we going to be inspired? So I thought of this nakuda. The real answer is you got to be able to do it yourself. If you're a Rebbe, hopefully you know how to inspire people. But now you have to turn the tables and figure out how to do it to yourself. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Practical steps, how to learn Musaf Bespailos, how to give yourself a pep talk, how to inspire yourself. Because realize, if we master this art of being able to inspire ourselves, do you know how much you gain by that? You don't need a Rebbe sitting on your shoulder. Don't get me wrong. Whenever you have a chance to be inspired by Rebbe Kol Kavod, you don't need a Torah anytime. Chizuk hotline. I'm stuck quick. You know, guy pulls out the phone. I have a Nisayon on the Chizuk hotline. It's busy, you know, like, can't have that. Really, a person needs the tools and the ability to be able to inspire himself. I do think it's eerie. Maybe Hashgacha Pratis, that I told over that story, how the Rashiva's last message to the alumni was this speech of the ability to inspire yourself. Pretty eerie that he said that in his last speech to them. Comes a time in life, you know, you have to meet him with Rashiva for many, many years. Rashiva's always going to be there. Yikes. A person has to develop the ability to be able to inspire himself, to motivate yourself, and you can't just rely on your Rebbe, on the environment to be there to do it. Now, what are the practical steps? Okay, let's talk about Musar Seder, right? Now, the first step is really most of the spotless you have to do by yourself. You can't do it with a chavrusa. It's mamish, you and yourself. In fact, I'm reminded the Rashiv has a whole shmooze. He would say it over Yom HaNaraim, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he went up by himself. And the Lashon Chazal say is, going, doing something by yourself innately scares you. There's a certain feeling of like, I'm all alone. They're wheeling me out to the operating room. All alone. Being alone is a certain focus and a certain like, yeah, it's a little scary, right? We say about, you know, Hashem judges us, kivnei maro. No one's holding your hand, you know, when you get for your judgment. Okay? See, your mommy's not going to be holding your hand. You got to be able to do it by yourself. And Muspis Palos is one of those things. You got to do it by yourself. You also have to do it in the place where you're comfortable. Now, this is very important, especially in a generation where the most common word is awkward, is people get very, very nervous of being nervous, of being in a situation where they're not comfortable. So if a guy thinks he's going to get too into Musar, and people will look at him weird, and they'll start saying, oh, Ruben, you got into Musar, huh? Like, if you're nervous about those things, so you really got to find yourself a corner to hide in.
Beis HaMusar.
Right, so that's where Bisrael had an idea of Beis HaMusar. Really, if this gets too intense, you know, this is a big building, and guys say the bubbles burst, no, but definitely when no one else is around, you find yourself in one of these classrooms at night, shut off the lights, just hit it. In Eretz Yisrael, we used to go to the bomb shelter. It's a great spot. I remember one Erev Purim, I found myself a nice classroom. I started getting ready. I think it was ready Chal Purim. It was the night of Purim before. You find the classroom. That was geschmack. Right? Do most of his Bibles all by yourself, no one around. Amazing. So you have to find, sit yourself down by yourself in a comfortable spot. The next step is you got to get in the mindset. You're about to get a pep talk. Now, if you're sitting there in the huddle with 2 minutes left and you know the coaches, so okay, you're focused on the coach. If you space out, first of all, the coach will kill you. But secondly, it's a certain mindset. Okay, he's gonna give it to us. Like, you're ready for it. It doesn't just hit you. But here the difference is, no one else is going to give it to you. You're going to give it to yourself. You're about to go and give yourself a pep talk. So just get ready for it. You know that is coming. That's what you're aiming for. And then one more bit of a bit practical etzah. This is the most important one, and that's what I'm going to spend a little time on today. Is people get so confused. What are you doing Muspis Bailos on? Average guy opens up a Musar Sefer and, you know, he'll start singing, he'll start singing the most random Gemaras or lines quoted there, which, and he wonders, like, why am I not being inspired? Because if you're quoting the Gemara in Brachos, you know, like, who said every line of a Musar Sefer is supposed to be inspiring? You know what the truth is? In fact, probably most of them aren't. Really, part of the big, big deal of Muspis Bailos is finding the right. You have to find something which you think is inspiring, which you think will hit you. If it's not inspiring, if it's not, you don't think it's going to hit you, just reading random lines in a sefer and trying to sing it and shuckle and whatever you think Muspis Bailos might be, he ain't going to cut it.
We have to know everything to know what inspires you.
So how do you get to know things which are inspiring? So one thing is trial and error. Not through Muspis Bailos, but when you're in general learning through Musar Sefarim and you're coming across lines. So you might find the line, hey, put a check by it. Right? Just like Chazal's, right? Put a check by it. This line sounds like a line which I could come back to. It might be inspiring. This paragraph of Musar Sefarim really hits me. And that's one way to do it. I'm here today with the other way to do it. You can pass these around. These are my chef's recommendations. the House special. Now, I took three different eras of Mara Mekomos and really three different things. It's classic, you know, a lot of people read the first line of Solos Hashem 1,000 times. Okay, that's one mahalach. My dear friend, Rabbi Moshe Katz, if you check by, I put it away before Yontif, he brings two things to the Beis Medrash. Or now three, because he brings his computer. But he brings his Gemara, but he also brings a Divrei Emes. Divrei Emes is hardcore. That's too much for me. I'm a nice, edel guy. I can't handle it. Divrei Emes has a piece from the Talmud of the Gra, of what it's like when the neshama is ripped away from the body and goes through the steps of what happens, Shas Misa. That's way too intense for me. It could be I read it once, I don't know. My friends like OD'd on it. They got super, super into that. A few of my friends, like, they love that. Okay, that wasn't my cup of tea. I don't do it. But you could get it from Rabbi Katz. Divrei Emes is written by Talmud of Rishon Salanter. Fascinating stuff. But I picked three different things. These are three general Musar speeches. The first one even has an English to it. Is in today's Slicha, is probably wherever you daven, they skipped it. But it's Slicha number Nun Zayin. It's an amazing piece. I discovered this years ago. My dear friend Shaul Musk out in Brooklyn would also get super into Musabes Balas on this. I'll just read a few lines. It says, Yazov Rosh Nesivo. Okay, don't let Russia be a line that insults you. Russia should leave his path. Yachnia Rum Lavavo. They should give Hachna to his exalted spirit. Yibagayva. V'yalshav Hashem v'yachmiel b'shuvo. Hashem will have rachmanas on you. B'ter misofo o yomo yavo. Before it ends or your day comes. Azovno ben Adam Azovno. That line. That is repetitive. That's the line you repeat in the kinnah. Azov no ben adam azov no. Leave it, person. Azov shemetz v'dibor. Leave the disgusting things. B'term tis ofef. Ki yonim el aruva. V'anos bel akachas aruva. I should do justice if I quote the exact words. The stem of this slicha was written by a kadmon. The stem even before the Rishonim. So, you can be medayik in his lashon, probably more, you know, than even the Rishonim. But Azovna ben Adam Azovna, Azov Havli Om Azev Vaherchuk, distance yourself from the nothingness of this world. Ki machet tivke, tomorrow you're gonna cry. May Asher ba Hayom Tishachik, that for today you laughed. Right? Every high school kid knows this to be true. Right? You feel bad day after you do something that while you're doing it, you're enjoying it. Right? Just those words, it's within the poetic way. Azvno ben Adam. The ksav ishi revyecha ksivcha lo yimachek. Yeah, people's notes, they lose. Hashem's notes, they don't. They got you down. You went to that movie. V'lo yamatan v'lo shoche b'chek. You can't pay him off. He's not a dorm counselor. Doesn't take any bribes. We're lazy. Hashem comes with tainas. Isha riv nigash, v'gam nigash l'rivo. Azovna ben adam azovna, azov yikar olom noder v'nodod. Leave the beauty of this world that just is passing. Chin zachan achri secha beis tushad shodod. He has lines, Haskin Atzma Prozder, Kadesh Konasatrakal and Vituvo. Prepare yourself now in the anteroom before you get into the palace. Azov ben Adam Azovna, Azov Yitzar, Esher Asnavshachol Heves. Leave Yitzhar that you love. But Tomer Navshi Mutav Shetia Koeves. And you say, oh, my Nefesh, it's better that it's in pain. Right, you don't want to end up in the grave. HaPinchas Pesuach. The ledger is open. Vayad Koseves. Shuvi du tshuva v'tiski las alava. So what the Slicha is trying to portray in poetic language is the mistakes people make. You go after Havli Om Haza, you go after Schok in this world, and a day later you're going to feel bad. Imagine you said those lines to yourself day after day, time after time, Musa Bespilas. Am I going to feel good? What am I going to feel about that? And the fact that it's written by a Kadmon in poetic Hebrew, it hits you more. You're talking to yourself. That's what Musa Bespilas is. It's a pep talk. Why would I do something that I'm going to come to regret tomorrow? I'm going to enjoy it today. I love my Yetzirah, but I'm painting my nefesh. You go through the beginning of the Shari Tshuva by Charata. I remember seeing lines that Rabbi Elias Sfei would spend a half hour, an hour, just reading the Charata, what it means. I remember the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, I think also over there, spent a lot of time. Easy to do most bias on those things. It's one part. The Michtavei Rabbi Akiva Eger is pretty similar to this Slicha that we did in Tzom Gedalia today. I remember my friends cut this out and put it into their Gemaras for most bias. One of them was the same guy who OD'd on the Divrei Emes. But Ata ben Adam, tseida hachinocha. Prepare food for the way. Term yovo Hashem avayishchach. Before the time comes and it goes dark. Term yichva nerech, tachem lecha derech. Gedar asher pirtza b'chayecha, all those gedarim that you busted in your lifetime. Term me'olam yitziecha. Da'asol ke'avicha, yovo ayamim ashol chafatzak le'imecha. Know Hashem now, before it reaches days you don't want. You get old. Hello, yadata im lo shamata. It's not Rabbi Akiva Eger. Al ofer toshav, ofer ata b'chayecha. He has these lines, I remember. He talks about when a person gets old. Tov moscha mechayim yomu yorashecha. Your inheritors will say, it's better your person's dead than alive. Baruch shegiach l'sof yamecha. Fortunate you got to the end of your days. Yilidi beisach yishchucha. Your family's going to forget you. Yom l'shana yizku l'shemecha. Once a year they'll remember you. Kora echava achicha yebagdu bach. All your friends, they'll betray you. Gam shochena chekeka tavas osach. He betrays the fact, you know, people, Baruch Hashem, friends people have in yeshiva are separate. But like, think about, you know, a friend you had, you know, in eighth grade. Go back a few years. Relationships, you're so close. You know, friend from eighth grade, who knows now, so far away. People could, friendships and all these things, Kiveg goes through what we think is special and unique in life. It's going to come a time, And therefore he focuses as a person, to focus on what's important. But in the middle here, I have this piece which personally always inspired me. This is Rabbeinu Yonah on the back of Moshe Shari Tshuvas as a Sefer Ayira. Tov legever ki yisa obenurav. Good for a man to carry the yoke when he's young. Means our age. I'm part of you guys. Ki dov adam losis lispo olosha kadosh baruch losis maseres motos al tzavaro. It's good for a person to have the responsibility of mitzvos, doing the ratzon Hashem. L'achnas avodas borei olam. The yizkor is borei b'mei kolchol. You should remember Hashem when you're a bacher. You have all your koach. This is when it's really a challenge. When you get older, Yetzirah is not as strong. It's not so much of a fight, right? Think about it. When's your best basketball games? Now or when you get older? Your uncle's age. You're past your prime. This is where it's at. So too with the Yetzirah. Sometimes we view it like, okay, I just got to get past my bachur years, I'll get married, and okay, then we'll start life. What Rabbeinu Yonah is writing over here is like, Bumfarkert. You're in your prime. You're playing in the league right now. This is it. You're on the team. Tov l'geva ki yisal ol menurav. V'chol yom v'yom yusif omeitz. Every day you gather strength. V'yischazik v'mitzvahs bo yom. You get better. V'yichnas avosu b'libo. And he even talks about yershachua v'yisa avonus ne'urav, and you'll think back and you'll feel bad about all the stupid things you did when you were younger. Even that's the lashon of yivkar leim tamid. And v'yishma b'chol kochem echotio b'mistarim, you're going to hold yourself back from doing averus, no one's watching. And everyone's watching because you're about to go to Maariv. And v'oz ye aliyah v'nechma b'nei abori v'chol rov yashru. Everyone that sees him will praise him. I think these are three examples, but you can find more. But to try them. Try them a few times, going through them line by line, day by day. First get the translation if you don't know what the words mean. But if you go through with Beis Spilos, these are perfect paragraphs, perhaps, for a guy to pep talk himself, to inspire himself during Musar Seder.